back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Mentioned Rick Scott. Rick Scott, last segment, Rick Scott, the U.S. Senator from Florida. He was the governor of Florida before that. He talks about maybe running for president. Moscow Mitch McConnell, made him the head of the Republican Senate Campaign Committee. And that is a job where he's supposed to go around the country, campaign for Republican Senate candidates and raise money for them. So he has hundreds of millions of dollars from donor money in his control. Well, now it looks as if there's some questions about what happened to that money. Let me give you a little background on Rick Scott. Before he was governor, Rick Scott was the head guy at a healthcare, Columbia HCA, healthcare company, Medicare company, provided Medicare services. And a grand jury was convened alleging Medicare fraud under him. They dragged him in front of a grand jury, and he took the fifth. He took the fifth. Guess how many times? 75 times he took the fifth. What is your name? I take the fifth. Well, you can't. Okay, what's your name? All right, Rick Scott. Okay, were you the president of Columbia HCA? I take the fifth. I take the fifth. I take the fifth. The company settled with the Department of Justice for $1.7 billion. In fines for Medicare fraud, $840 million in 2000, $881 million in 2002. Rick Scott walked off with a lot of cash. He thought, well, I need a job. I know, I'll be governor of Florida. Clown ran for governor of Florida, and he won. Democrats said, hey, he took the fifth. Florida says, oh, we like that, apparently. I don't know what's with those voters down there, frankly. We like that. Well, now there's so much money that can't be accounted for in the money from donors that he's supposed to be doling out, that they've canceled buys. They canceled $5 million in Pennsylvania. He said, well, I don't really think that Oz can win. Over $2 million in Wisconsin. He didn't say it, but it means, you know, they don't think that Ron Johnson can win. $2 million in Arizona. They think that Blake Master can't win against Mark Kelly. A lot of people say, now, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. Let's have an audit of that fund. You're a guy that took the fifth 75 times out of $1.7 billion Medicare fraud. You go, yeah, but I was elected governor. Yeah, well, apparently they have very low standards down in Florida. They elected Matt Gaetz to Congress, for Pete's sake. We want an audit. Rick Scott is now fighting an audit of the money that was entrusted to him to help elect Republican Senate candidates. We go to the lines. Nick of Madison, my friend, you're first. What's on your mind today, Nick?
Hey, Matt. Good to talk to you. I just wanted to call because, you know, you mentioned, you know, FDR did this and, you know, whatever. But here's the thing, okay? FDR imprisoned illegally hundreds of thousands of American citizens just because they were Japanese. I cannot stand when people hold up FDR as someone to emulate. That just got my goat. That's all I was saying.
Okay, Nick. No, I appreciate you calling in. And I like it when you call in. You are one of the people who call who I would say is a principal conservative. I really value people like you. I think we absolutely need two parties in this country. And I'd like to see a person like you with your views. It really informs our dialogue. Let me say this about FDR. You're saying that he imprisoned people of Japanese descent. The U.S. Supreme Court upheld it. You know, it's not as if he did it illegally. And let me say a couple of other things, because in the 1970s or early 80s, Reagan engineered some payments to him. But at the time, there's tremendous fear on the West Coast. When the Japanese go in somewhere, they rape all the women, torture them, and kill them. They did it in China. They did it in the Philippines. And you see, in the 1940s, you couldn't tell we were going to win the Second World War. my dad was in the Marine Corps in the Second World War. If you didn't win it and they invaded California, they would have raped all the women, tortured them. And people were very, very afraid. The second thing is, obviously, they're very fine people in the Japanese population, but there were also Japanese sympathizers in California. And everybody got rounded up. They were not injured. They were not beaten. They were fed. People were afraid of what the Japanese did in China, and they did not want it to happen in California. Franklin Roosevelt did that, and I got news for you. Everybody thinks, oh, well, that was a terrible thing. Yeah, in a sense. If we were confronted, and I'm going to throw this out and think about this long and hard. If we were confronted with a sustained attack by unified jihadist movement right now that was going to try to do to the United States what they're doing in Africa, going down and murdering Christians throughout Africa, Al-Shabaab and Al-Qaeda. In other words, if they weren't a clown operation, if they were a bigger deal, I would say in a heartbeat, people would round up anybody in this country who appears sympathetic to them and intern them in a humanitarian way. And you may say, Matt, you're crazy. I am not, believe me. When you are facing potential extermination, which is what the Japanese did wherever they invaded, in China, in the Philippines, anywhere else. You know, you think of the Nazis as a master race. Well, there are different races that think that the same. And the Japanese felt it about themselves. The Russians think of themselves, they're Slavic, and obviously a lot of Slavs, but they think of themselves as a master culture. In Iran, they think they're Aryans. That's why they call it Iran. Aryan. The original Aryans coming out of India, they feel it. They're not Arabs. They hate Arabs. There are people who do this kind of stuff. So, Nick, thanks for the call. The lines are live. I'll get to you soon. We're going to break. Lines are open, 844-9.